What is the role of the Catholic University for the new evangelization, and what is the specific contribution of the Ukrainian Catholic University to this effort?
From its development, which began 20 years ago, the university has been posing the question how to be a Christian in postmodern, post-communist, multi-confessional, multi-ethnic Ukraine. And it's precisely in developing a style of life, categories of expression, the competencies necessary to be articulate in today's world, but also the basic spiritual disciplines that the university is trying to form its faculty and its students in. The university has set a standard of quality in its education, in its public outreach, in its social discourse, which is contributing to the good name of the church in Ukraine, which otherwise today is suffering through a period of rising authoritarianism, rampant corruption, and profound demoralization among young people. So for a university to help in evangelization, it should be a good university. To be explicit, its contribution towards evangelization. It needs to pray together. It needs to foster the beauty of the liturgy. And it really needs to reach out to the marginalized in society, the poor, those who are ostracized. And whether it's in the academic programs or in the everyday community life, this is what UCU is trying to foster.
What is the particular witness of the Greek Catholic Church in this year of faith?
There isn't an exceptional witness just for this year. There is the witness of the Greek Catholic Church, which in the 20th century, for a better part of it, was the biggest illegal church in the world. And in the Soviet Union, it was the biggest body of opposition to the totalitarian system. And it carries into the 21st century this posture and moral standing of a witness to truth in the face of pressure, swimming against the current. I think it is precisely the fact that the church did not, on its highest levels and in its official policy, it did not collaborate with the authorities. It is a sign of Christian freedom in a land where there are many shackles of history, wounds of the past, which debilitate real, authentic, and full human development. And I think that is the fundamental way in which the church witnesses. One instrument that is very fresh in the church is the Catechism of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. It's a big book, 500 pages, which covers a span of Christian teaching, and it is an expression of the Catholic faith in the Ukrainian Catholic incarnation. The production of this catechism was a 10-year effort, and it is a sign of real ecclesial maturity, and this will be, in the year of faith, a very important instrument for the mystagogy of the faithful and catechumens. This year also a new church-wide catechumenate program is being developed. So there is the broad fundamental stance and approach and very concrete instruments and programs that are being developed at this time.
What do you believe is necessary for the new evangelization to get off the ground in general?
I think evangelization has to be evangelization. It has to be good news. Many people view the church, and sometimes not without reason, as carrier of limits, of negations, of prohibitions, and do not see the gospel and the life of the church and the life of Christians as something fully liberating and that which makes us fully human. I think we have to show a lot of mutual love. It's where there is joy and peace that people want to be. And if we look around, not all of our Christian communities are characterized by fraternal love, respect, joy, and peace. It is this type of life, this nature of relationships that we need to foster.